USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House is trying to figure out a way to get President Biden's infrastructure plan passed. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We hope to pass the BIF and also the rule on Build Back Better, with the idea that before Thanksgiving, it should take another week or so to get the numbers that they're requesting, as I don't know, as that's how long it takes. And as we do, then we'll have a Thanksgiving gift for the American people. I do want to thank the Black Congressional Black Caucus for the creative alternative that they presented today.
The Senate approved the bill a few weeks ago with a bipartisan majority. President Biden called lawmakers seeking support for both the social spending bill and also the infrastructure package. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Pfizer says it's developing a pill that cuts rates of COVID-19 hospitalization and death by almost 90% in high-risk adults. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said drugs like this are one more step toward economic recovery.
Pfizer, with the collaboration of the NIH, showed incredible promising data for its antiviral pill that treats COVID.
The White House is stressing that getting a vaccination is still the best way to prevent infections. The drug still needs approval by federal regulators. U.S. officials are warning travelers to expect longer wait times beginning Monday as international travel restrictions are easing. Starting Monday, an 18-month-old travel ban on foreign tourists is being lifted, as long as they're vaccinated and have a negative COVID test within 3 days of travel. And vaccinated travelers will have to be tested within a day before boarding any flight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former Secretary of State and war hero Colin Powell was remembered at his funeral. It was held at the Washington National Cathedral. President Biden and former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, along with First Lady Hillary Clinton, all attended. Madeleine Albright spoke about her friendship with Powell, and his son Michael gave a tearful remembrance. Powell died at the age of 84 on October 18th from complications due to COVID-19. If you haven't noticed, prices at the pump are skyrocketing, and apparently OPEC and Russia aren't coming to the rescue.
Gas prices continue to go up. AAA saying the nationwide average is just over $3.42 a gallon. Gas prices haven't been this high since January 2012. Gas was just below $2.12 a gallon a year ago. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on Friday laughed at a question about boosting America's domestic oil production, calling it hilarious.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. Oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
That audio courtesy of Bloomberg. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.